species that we're speaking of is the Asian tiger mosquito, or technically known as the Aedes albopictus. This particular mosquito first came to this country back in the late 80s, and they believe it came in on a shipment of used tires from Asia. And that mosquito is, in particular, is a container breeding mosquito, and especially in urban and suburban areas. And it's really aggressive. So you really have to protect yourself at all hours of the day if these mosquitoes are known to be in the area. And we definitely have these mosquitoes in our region.
Why are we extra concerned now all of a sudden?
The big concern about the Asian tiger mosquito is its aggressive nature. It'll bite you at any hour of the day. And if there's a lot of containers out there, there's a lot of breeding sites. So as it goes with West Nile virus, especially this time of year, the known mosquito that carries and spreads the West Nile virus is the Culex mosquito. But it's not primarily a biter of humans. So as we go through the summer, that virus gets into more and more birds and then is transmitted to other mosquitoes when they can't find a human host to feed on. They'll feed on birds and then lay eggs and then spread that virus to humans. So that's how the Asian tiger mosquito fits in the West Nile virus cycle through the year.
So Asian tiger carries encephalitis and West Nile virus.
It can.
Okay.
It's not you know, not all of the mosquitoes out there that you get bit by will carry any of these diseases unless it's transmitted by them biting, let's say, like a bird or something that had the virus and then transmitted it to the human.
What are the breeding grounds for these mosquitoes, and what do we need to do to prevent?
Protect yourself. Wear insect repellents. Wear long sleeves. Stay inside during the peak biting times. Second thing, you want to go out. You want to take a look at your yard, your neighbor's yard, etc. Look for those standing bodies of water, especially containers, you know, trash cans, bowls, tarps even hold water, and try to drain those areas of water. And the third thing that you want to make sure you do is you want to protect your family as well. You know, talk to your neighbors, talk to people around your neighborhood, have them look around as well, but spread the word. I mean, this is a problem we all try to combat every year. So we want to make sure that others in our neighborhoods and our families are aware of it. And they're looking out also in their yards and protecting themselves as well.
Jeremy Hessel, thanks so much for being with us on WNKU. Really helpful and informative. Thanks a lot, Jeremy.
All right, thank you. You have a good day.